We are back with a new special episode of Lux Insider with me, your host, Anita Khatri. If you heard my last episode, I mentioned that I was in an international city. Any guesses? When one thinks of this city, we think of shopping, gold, luxury and indulgence. You guessed it right. It is Dubai. Finally, I was here experiencing my first in-person watch exhibition in 2 years, Dubai Watch Week 2021. I do not know if you are driving, working, or just going about your daily errands. Stay with me while I share my travel story and tell you what this event is all about. I was eagerly looking forward to my trip to Dubai. Excitement and optimism engulfed as I began packing and preparing for the trip. But here's a reality check. Traveling to Dubai was cumbersome. I have traveled for years on professional trips, but least to say, this time was not a pleasant experience. Each country has their own traveling norms that every international traveler must adhere to. These may not always be uniform for all international travelers and varies depending on the departure city. For Indians traveling into Dubai, be prepared to take your RT-PCR test thrice within 48 hours. Ridiculous, isn't it? But all the stress and effort was worth it for the big event ahead of me. Upon reaching Dubai's International Financial Center, the venue for the Dubai Watch Week, seeing familiar faces, the excitement in meeting people in person ensured the fatigue and unpleasantness was soon forgotten. To the burning question, what is Dubai Watch Week? It is an initiative created by Ahmed Siddiqui and Sons, the largest watch retailer of UAE, to provide an educational platform to the existing and new customers to share knowledge, network, and celebrate watchmaking. The first exhibition was launched in 2015. This fifth edition of the exhibition began on the 24th November until 28th of November. I had the opportunity to catch up with the Director General of Dubai Watch Week and the Chief Communication Officer of Siddiqui Holdings, Ms. Hind Siddiqui, at the event. With the uncertainty looming all through 2020 and 21, most watch exhibitions have been held digitally. I asked Hind how they felt about having a physical format of Dubai Watch Week 21.
Although we were on the calendar, we still had doubts, you know, while we were planning, because we planned for the event a year in advance. And last year, it was still in the dark, so we didn't know what's going to happen. But however, we knew that Expo 2020 is going to take place in Dubai. So we said, okay, as long as Expo is taking place, then there is hope. It means Dubai Watch Week also can take place physically in the city of Dubai. And we're very lucky to be in Dubai and have visionary leaders who understood that it's important to loosen up and open, you know, open the market, open the economy again, and let people live with restrictions, with social distancing, with, you know, wearing masks. But we were out and about and living faster than any other country around the world, which was hopeful. So we continued to plan the event, and we're very blessed and lucky that it's taking place at the moment.
Hind also shared with me what was new in this edition of the Dubai Watch Week.
First of all, the newest thing we have on ground is the collector's lounge and the entertainment area. So it's something that we created because we had feedback from the collectors that they wanted a space where they can sit and talk about watches, you know, in an intimate environment, not too formal, you know, nothing like the panels, just them between themselves. And that's how we created the collector's lounge. And in it, we are also displaying the 50 years anniversary collection that Ahmed Siddiqui and Sons has created in celebrations of the UAE Jubilee. And the entertainment podium is also something very new, but it was important because everyone was working so hard, you know, throughout the day, and they wanted to have fun. And some parties were very private and they were not allowing a lot of people to go in. So we created this so that our visitors also can, you know, unwind and sit and enjoy their time. And it's been very successful. Another thing that's new is that we have three more brands outside the big brand exhibition, which are Tudor, Chopard and Hublot. Of course, Audemars Piguet is with us as well, but they're on the two islands that we've already had before outside. So that's something new that we have on site as well. And we have additional F&B concepts, one additional F&B concept that, from last year, which is also a crowd, you know, attracting element of the event.
When Hind and I sat down to speak, we were at day three of the exhibition. I asked Hind about the response to Dubai Watch Week this year as compared to past years.
We had a very optimistic number of visitors that we thought would come through the doors. But usually the first day, we always know it's slow. But the first day was very successful. We broke the record. So I think we will, if at the pace we're going, we will exceed 15,000 visitors compared to 2019, where we had 9 only. The local market is very strong. They have been waiting for the event to come back again. So, and it's something that was always on our agenda. We wanted Dubai Watch Week to become a city event, you know, where the people of the city will enjoy it as well. And we're seeing that it's been successful. We have a lot of youth. We have a lot of residents. We have a lot of Emiratis walking around. So it's really had become successful. I just came from the Christie's kids auction. If you go in there, it's crazy. All the kids are there and they're bidding on toys and things like that. And we have the same session happening tomorrow. So during the weekend, we create kids programs as well so that families can come, you know, put their kids in the Christie's auction, and then they can also enjoy going around the exhibition.
Now, Indians love Dubai. So I had to ask Hind if they had anything special planned for Indian watch collectors.
We haven't heavily promoted the event to the Indian market yet. We wanted to, but because of the travel restrictions and all of these things, we did not go into that direction this year. But today there's no, demographic where you say, okay, what are you going to do for the Indian clients versus what are you going to do for the Chinese clients versus what are you going to do for the GCC clients? Because they all have one thing in common, and that's they're all watch geeks. They all love watches. So we talk to them in the language of watch collectors. And that should attract anyone from any nationality that it wants to come and enjoy, learning and sharing knowledge and experiencing, meeting and networking people who love the watch industry.
Moving on, the exhibition showcased timepieces from 40 and more global luxury brands. I was running from one booth to the other, hoping not to miss my scheduled forums and meetings. Safe to say, this event is one of the smaller exhibitions in size when compared to other exhibitions, but happens to be one of the rich and engaging exhibitions in terms of content. Here's why. As Hind Siddiqui mentioned, the exhibition was full of forums, masterclasses, educational exhibitions, and more. There was a forum on art and watches, another one on why do majority want to buy Patek Philippe. Visitors could experience and see how a strap of a watch is being made in the main exhibition hall. Dubai Watch Week had an expansive display showcasing the history of Rolex watches in the brand's booth. Similarly, Audemars Piguet, Tudor, and Chopard, each of these brand booths displayed some of their latest pieces while welcoming their new and existing customers. I was particularly looking forward to attending another interesting forum on the art of collecting watches. The forum was enlightening. What I took back particularly from this forum was investing in watches have now become commercialized, and this shouldn't be the case. The purpose of watch collection is driven by exclusivity and emotion one attributes with the timepiece. Today, we have many independent watchmakers that are presenting us with a variety of exclusive timepieces. Unfortunately, increasingly, collectors are chasing those pieces which are already popular and are chased by all. The session reiterates what I shared in my last episode. One must buy a watch to enjoy wearing the timepiece. Imagine if you buy a watch which you do not like wearing at all. It just doesn't work. I was fortunate to catch up with Mr. Raymond Lauritain, president of Grand Prix de Horlogerie de Genève, aka the Oscars of the watch industry, and was able to ask him why GPHG chose to exhibit the 18 winners at Dubai Watch Week. Please listen to what he has to say.
We have a long tradition, a relationship first with the family, and we think that this exhibition is an excellent platform to not only to exhibit, but also to exchange views, to discuss, to question. You see there are a lot of forums, there are a lot of debate, there are a lot of panel discussion. And we want to be part of it, first of all, to present a little bit our vision, and secondly, to get feedback also on what we are doing, on the Grand Prix, the way it impacts the audience, it impacts the decision-making process of the different brands, and so on and so forth. So it's a very important exchange place.
Being part of the GPHG Academy, I was looking forward to seeing the timepieces in person and was fortunate to experience this year's winning timepieces. With that, dear listeners, moving on to the product launches at the event. Now, no exhibition is complete without a discussion about some of the fantastic timepieces. Take, for instance, the Big Crown Pointer Date Caliber 403 in 38mm with a 10-year warranty by Oris. Independent watch brand Genus showcased the Genus Dragon, whose time display mechanism is extremely complicated, and this indeed intrigued me. Enatic Passage the Drake by Chepek was a simple delight in steel. Good news is that the brand will be available in India soon. And here's what Xavier the Rock Morel had to share with us.
We are much more driven by people. And we had this connection, and then we felt this is a beautiful country. It's a very unique market. It's a market that is like a planet on its own. So if we are with the right people, there is no reason it would not work. So we decided to jump in and to start a relationship and a partnership with Etos Watches.
So, the Flying T, we unveiled in 2019. My mom had passed away, my second daughter had been born, so it's always three women in my life, and I have no other family. So, it was a labor of love. It was very complicated for me because I have always been creating at MBLF for myself. And creating for somebody else, and moreover, for the women you love is very complicated. And I finally decided to incorporate what I love in the women of my life instead of trying to do something that they would like.
Okay.
So it's a 3D kinetic art piece like we always do. It's under the dome you have life. So that made a lot of sense for me. My elder daughter, when she was four, always wanted to be a ballerina. So she was always twirling around in a pink tutu in the sitting room. And so that's basically what you see here is a ballerina on the scene, turning around in 60 seconds. It's this incredible vertical tourbillon. At the back, you've got this beautiful sun, which is actually the rotor, which winds it up. And that's because those three women are my sun. I gravitate around them. And then, why did I put the dial here at 7 o'clock? Because my wife discovered the watch at the opening event. She didn't even know that. I invited her, and I told a story, and she was like, what? And I said, my love, this is my...
Is she proud of you?
I think she is.
I'm sure she
is. I think she is.
We all are proud of you.
So, thank you.
That was Max Miliabusa from the watchmaker MBNF, an independent watch brand manufacturing only 215 pieces a year. I sat down to speak to him about the Flying T Allegra, which has been created through an interesting collaboration between MBNF and Bulgari. Flying T stands for a flying tourbillon. Let me try to explain this complication as simply as possible. A tourbillon helps give accurate time by negating the gravitational effect on the watch mechanism. A flying tourbillon has an unobstructed view without a bridge to aesthetically make the watch look beautiful. I love listening to how he used his personal experience and story into making this one-of-a-kind watch. Maximilian also mentioned that this timepiece is his expression of saying "I love you" to the women in his life. Later in the conversation, I also heard from Fabrizio Buonamassa Stigliani of Bulgari, who shared with us the making of this unique piece in spite of the existing challenges of the pandemic.
The idea was, the aim was to find something that makes sense for MBNF and makes sense for Bulgari. If there is any prevarication, the idea was to make something together. We never discuss about the how is big the logo, which big logo is gonna be first. The idea was just to find the way to put these two brands and these two worlds together. So Max is very well known for this three-dimensional kinetic piece of art. We are very well known for as one of the most iconic jewel maker that makes even very, very ultra thin timepieces. This is our most everybody knows this kind of elements, but on the other hand, we never have enough room inside the watch to play with our stones. You can make amazing pave dial with a snow pave, you can make a lot of pave with the bigger stones or smaller stones, but at the end, when I've seen, and this was not planned, to make something together, we start to have many, many different ideas. I start to study from the like a school, the website from Max, and I said it's amazing quantity of different movement and you can play with it. In a certain moment, I have seen the flying T, and my first sketch about the watch, it was just that one in 2019, to try to find a way to play around this movement.
Fabrizio sketched the exact movement we did. And then he worked around it.
I say this is an amazing movement with this small dial, with this vertical tourbillon, with this sun on the rotor, and on top of that, Max has this amazing dome.
Yeah.
So for us, it was like a diorama. For us, it was Max loved the UFO and the spaceships. The watch is perfectly almost round. I say now we're gonna make a jewelry spaceship, because it must be a jewelry UFO that stands out on your wrist. So when you put on your wrist, from the top view, you have just to see the round shape bezel with the two crowns and the dome. And the idea was that it's like, you know, the cake, you want to touch it.
I heard Maximilian and Fabrizio talk passionately about the collection. Maximilian termed the collaboration with Bulgari as the most seamless collaboration he has had. All designing took place over Zoom calls with the teams coordinating from different corners of the world. All in all, it took 1.5 years for the timepiece to come to life while we are in pandemic. By the way, all 40 pieces manufactured have been sold out. Two more brands that I wish to introduce are the Bethune and Aramedis. First, the Bethune. This brand produces only 200 pieces annually. One of the pieces that was interesting was the DB25 perpetual calendar in green dial with 44mm width in a titanium case. It tells us the month, date and day, along with the leap year indications and a moon phase. Its average price is 120,000 Swiss franc, which is approximately rupees 1 crore plus taxes. For many of my listeners who have not yet heard of the Bethune, let's hear straight from the CEO, Pierre Jacques, to understand what this brand is all about.
So the Bethune is, in few words, is watchmaking art in 21st century. It means the Bethune is exactly the crossroad between tradition and innovation. So it means that we're working with technique of the and the spirit of the watchmaker of the 18th century, but with the material and the the technology of nowadays. So it's really tradition, innovation, and design. This is the Béthune.
I asked Pierre if he was happy with the response to the Béthune at the Dubai Watch Week.
Very happy. The audience is amazing. You have the right crowd. Crowd of collector, crowd of professional, of it's very, very well organized.
That was the Béthune. Moving to the newly launched brand Aramidis. The brand was launched last week at Dubai Watch Week by an old friend, Tom Morf. Here's the CEO, Tom, taking us through the brand and the Mecca collection.
So first of all, how long does the brand exist? The brand has just come alive now during this week, and we don't even have the products here, so it's hot off the press. Everything we do, we worked of course in the background for 3 years because we have created a technology which is unique, which is patented, and which hopefully will be a game changer in the industry. So far the brand has not been introduced anywhere else. So Dubai Watch Week, due to the fact that Siddiqui is our first client, and there's no better opportunity than to showcase the brand here, we have created a technology that merges mechanical watchmaking with high tech, with an advanced technology. We have created a module that's called Aratech One. Aratech One is a module which has been created with the first application targeting at the world of Islam. So what do we show? Well, what do we have? What can we offer? We have on our functions, we have an automatic movement, different functions, and on top of it, we show... We have a Mecca indicator.
So was this disruptive, meaning that nobody has done something so exclusive?
Wait.
That is it.
Yes, wait. This is not the only one. It's okay. Not the Mecca indicator only. It's the prayer time indicator. And also we show the Ramadan indicator. And there are three different models. Mecca indicator only, Mecca and prayer time, which I'm wearing, the one I'm wearing, and the one with three function plus one with the tourbillon. Look, the magic of this is... It's a triangulation between North Pole, Mecca, and wherever you are. The dynamic behind this, you change positions. You might fly to Mumbai, and still the watch will always tell you whether it's the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere, no matter longitude, latitude, wherever, it shows you accurately where Mecca is. And this is a very challenging task to do.
It was surely an innovation I have experienced for the first time. Kudos to Tom and the team at Aramidis. I do acknowledge that watches are accessories that need to be seen, touched, and felt. I have touched them, worn them, and heard the brand spokesperson speak passionately about their creation at the Dubai Watch Week. Should you wish to learn more about these pieces, you can follow me on @AnitaKhatri. My Instagram account to take a quick look at how intricate these pieces are. My social handle is also in the show notes. My 4 days, that is 96 hours, had flown by in a whiff, moving from meetings with brands to attending forums and events. While it was taxing physically, I kept receiving booster shots on seeing old friends from the watch industry. This was a fantastic and memorable watch exhibition that I was fortunate to visit, and thank you to the entire Ahmed Siddiqui family and the Siddiqui team who has put together such a comfortable, rich, easy and detailed experience for all the watch enthusiasts. And thank you listeners for coming on this journey with me to the Dubai Watch Week. I hope you enjoyed this special episode. I'll be back next week in time for the wedding season. Until then, I'm your host Anita Khatri, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already.